Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 7, 2016. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and today we dedicate this entire show to the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellows due in the United States next week.
Let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is Studio7VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those of you that want to speak on air today, you can call us right now by calling us on the number 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your number, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as www.voandebele.com. We are also streaming live on our Facebook platforms. By the way, we are in June, and it's June 7.
And this is my birthday month in Tunga. I'm so sad that...
I know, and I was about to ask something, but that's taboo.
Yes, I know what
I'm
it
not
is.
I'm not going to go there.
Don't even do it. But as you know, for those of you who are tuned in to The Connection right now, we are discussing the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellows due in Washington, D.C. next week. And about 60 of these promising young Zimbabweans will be traveling to the U.S. for the much-coveted Mandela Washington Fellowship to take leadership and entrepreneurship studies. The six-week program was founded by President Barack Obama with the objective of uprooting future African leaders.
The fellows will leave Zimbabwe on Wednesday to deploy at various institutions of learning across the United States. For the past two or so weeks, some of the fellows have appeared on Studio 7, detailing their careers and expectations of the fellowship. And today, the conversation continues.
And, of course, as usual, we want you to join us, give us your view. Ntunga, there's nearly 60 of these young African leaders coming from Zimbabwe. So hopefully we can get in as many as we can today. They can tell us what they're doing for those we haven't spoken to. But we also want to hear from those Zimbabweans how they feel about these kind of programs, if they see them benefiting Zimbabwean youth.
Indeed, lichona njani zulukandaba ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Khonapha emsakazweni wenu umsakazo we Studio 7 lamhlanje sikhangela abasakhulayo abaza ngapha eMelika ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Baphosa bafike amachumi ayisithupha. Lapha ngabasakhulayo abenza izinto ezithiyeneyo, imisebenzi ethiyeneyo, abanye ngosomabhizimusi, abanye ngabakhokhela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezinceda uZulu abadubekayo, bengaba ngabadubekayo abaphila legciwane le-HIV kumbe abantwana ngakho yibo sikhuluma labo lamhlanje kuhlelo lizakhumbula ukubana kumaviki amabili edluleyo besikhuluma labo nsuku zonke kulolu hlelo kodwa lamhlanje silabo ndawonye abaningi sibili sizakhuluma labo kuhlelo konapa bayeza ngapha ngevike zayo kwazwa ivaterere kusangana kumuchirongwa che the connection chirongwa che nyu chevechidiki chamunofarira zvikuru nhasi tiri kukurukura nevechidiki vari kuuya kuno kuAmerica svondo rinotevera pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship kuzoita zvidzidzo zvakanangana neutungamiri kana kuti nezvemabhizimusi mucharangarira kuti masvondo maviri apfuura tangachikurukura navo vakawanda pano pachirongwa nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichikurukura navo zvekare.
Mm-hmm. Antunga enda this year, just like last year, Tantine 130 wakauya last year, but this year will be nearly 60. Various sectors, they're doing many different things. Give us a highlight. You've been speaking to a lot of them. Who has been the most interesting as of yet?
Oh, man. I wouldn't pick anyone particular, but, you know, all of them are very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
They come from different backgrounds. Some of them are into clean energy. The guy in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some varukuranama business. One is into peanut butter making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could go on and on. You know, they are all very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And just like last year, you know, they are very ambitious. You know, you talk to them and you hear how excited one they are, of course, to be part of this program, but just very excited about what they're doing with Zimbabwe, all their different projects, my programs. They're really cultivating, you know, their different sectors. And many of them are saying that they want to go back to Zimbabwe and impact other young people like themselves.
Indeed, like you're saying, they are very ambitious. I mean, what is life without ambition? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, you talk to those in the legal fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of them, by the way, among these fellows, and they tell you, you know, the issue of human rights here is not the way we would like it, you know, to be. So,
mm-hmm.
When I finish the fellowship and go back, I'd like to make a big contribution in the human rights field.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it.
Mm-hmm. Asaka Ntunga, I'm hearing that we have our first Mandela Washington fellow to join us on the program. Let's head over to the fashion side. I don't know if you're, you know, if you're into the fashion thing. But
of course, I'm into everything. You know,
I think
that.
But unfortunately, we might have lost her there. That was Rudondo Nondo, so we'll call her back. But we also have a lecturer, Ntunga, who will be joining us. That is Abel Chemura, who is in Chinoy. Abel, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are okay. And Abel is at University of Chinoy, where he's in the environmental department. He's a young Zimbabwean who'll be here next week in Ntunga.
So we also have teachers coming to learn.
Yes. You can never stop learning.
Yeah, vachenjalo vathu kufunda kupheli kudzidza kupere. Abel, congratulations. And how do you feel about this opportunity?
Thank you very much. I'm excited. You know, I'm as excited as I was when I applied. So I'm looking forward to coming to the U.S. and I'm really counting down days, you know.
Uh-huh. Which university will you be attached with?
I'll be attached to the University of Virginia and the College of William and Mary. So it's generally referred to as the Presidential Precinct, which is a combination of those two academic institutions.
Oh, that's great. And what exactly will you be studying?
I'll be following the civic leadership track there.
Mm-hmm. And tell us more about what you're doing at Chinoy University of Technology. Of course, we understand you're in the environmental department.
Yeah, I'm in the environmental science department where I teach several courses. But really, what brings me to America is my community service.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically related to climate change resilience and building stronger communities, particularly focusing on perennial agricultural crops. because when we talk about climate change, much of the focus has been on annual crops like maize, sorghum, and other crops. But people have tended to forget the perennial crops, the trees, the tree crops, kind of. So I've been doing a lot of work around that in building climate change resilience in perennial agricultural systems, focusing on the Eastern Islands. That is Manmani, Spinge, Mutasa districts. There. So I've done some work there, and that's exactly what brings me to America.
Mm-hmm. What kind of projects are you doing when it comes to the issue of climate change, and how have they been able to help those that are hardest affected?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of work in trying to build climate change resilience, to particularly focusing on smallholder farmers. I would give you a little background, is that I grew up in that part of the country, and there were certain things that sustained us growing up, and I discovered over time that some of those things, they were no longer actually working. So when I started working on in Department of Research, we did a number of projects trying to find methods and solutions to many of the challenges that the farmers are facing, particularly focusing on irrigation, low-cost irrigation systems, focusing on nutrition, water conservation methods, as well as pest management that are related to climate change. And since I also do part of spatial modeling and mapping, I've also been able to produce some spatial models that predicted the influence of climate change, where exactly it's going to be affected and in what ways. So that has been much of the output, and they've been appreciated by the communities and stakeholders that I've been working with in that part of the country.
Ko seinyadze environment zakakosha kwauri.
Nyadze environment zakakosha kwandiri nekuti tinorarama tiri muenvironment. Saka kana tikabuda muenvironment, kurarama kwedu sevanhu kunenge kwapo. We are so much attached to the environment because in the that made us sevanhu, mweya, zvinhu zvatinodya, zvinhu zvatinotenga, zvatinotengesa, zvese zvinobva muenvironment in one way or the other. So kana ini ndiri mukombi ndikarasa kelight rangu nepawindo, ndichingoti ndiri kuisa muenvironment, iroro richazondidzokera ramvura yangu, kana kuti ramuti yangu, kana kuti vakuita kuti mvura isanaya. So environment nemunhu zvinhu zvakaringana.
We please do stay on the line. Misty, we have our second fellow mm-hmm. on the line.
Mm-hmm. And she's a friend to the show. We must say we've been able to feature her before, but of course we were very excited for her when we found out that she'll be one of the Mandela Washington Fellows joining us here in the United States. That is Tariro Tandi, who is a human rights lawyer. Tariro, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. And of course, first and foremost, congratulations on your acceptance to be a YALI Fellow this year.
Thank you so much. I'm actually excited about it.
Mm-hmm. What's exciting about this program, Tariro? What are you looking forward to?
Personally, I'm looking at, you know, like I'm open-minded to learning quite a lot. You know, these are two different worlds. Like I'm coming to America, and it's a world apart from where I am. And I'm seeking to learn a lot in terms of, you know, advancing human rights, especially the rights of those that are disadvantaged, specifically women and children. And I know for sure that when you look at America and the narrative of human rights, they are way, way, way ahead of us. So I'm looking forward to learning a lot and then coming back home and implementing the same in a way that will, you know, ensure that there's betterment or there's better enjoyment of rights of women and children.
Mm-hmm. And Tariro, we've been fortunate to feature you on some of our shows where you talk about your advocacy for rape victims, in particular young girls. Can you talk about the work that you're doing in Zimbabwe when it comes to that issue?
I you know, personally, I'm a survivor of rape. I did survive rape about 3 times in my life. Firstly, when I was 8 years old. And so this is a topic that is very dear to my heart. And unfortunately, in the work that I do, I realize there are so many gaps in terms of, you know, ensuring that survivors do get access to justice and at the same time also get healing in the process of them accessing justice. So I've been engaged in community work where, you know, engaging communities in terms of how can they be responsive in a positive manner that allows survivors to heal, and at the same time also how can survivors be supported so that they are able to access justice in a way that they don't, you know, the trial for most rape cases end up having survivors on trial instead of actually having the perpetrators on trial. So our criminal justice system is not victim-centered. It's perpetrator-centered, which in most instances leads to so many people regretting why in the first place they would have reported their cases. So I'm working, giving support to survivors that they are strong enough and are able to pursue justice. But at the same time, also realizing that we're living in a society that blames survivors of rape when they are raped. Whether it's a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, there's always a reason, there's always a justification of why someone was raped. So it's working with society so that we change our attitude, we change our belief system in a way that ensures that rape survivors at the end of the day do get the necessary healing whilst at the same time they pursue justice.
Please do stay on the line, Tariro. Ms. T, we are joined by another fellow, Rudo Nondo. Rudo, welcome on the connection.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We are good, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Rudo, tell us more about yourself. You are in the fashion industry. Let us know what you're doing on the ground in Zimbabwe.
Okay, I am the head designer at Anaya, a fashion brand that I started 3 years ago. So Anaya specializes in ready-to-wear as well as made-to-measure clothes for women and children. And I'm also a founder of The Fashion Market, which is an alternative retail space for local designers. So what we do there is we set up pop-up markets at different venues every couple of months just to give designers a chance to showcase their stuff and to meet the general public.
And why is this fellowship so important to you?
Well, for me, it's basically about the networking. As you know, in fashion, well, what I believe in fashion is all about collaborations, it's all about knowing different people, and that's where I get my inspiration from, different cultures, different people. I love to network, I love to collaborate, I love to connect people. So that's why this fellowship is very, very important. I'll get to meet quite a number of people. I'm sure another 999 Africans, plus the Americans as well, which is going to be quite awesome. And just the perfect chance to, you know, to chat and to see what else is happening and to get some more inspiration from the other side of the world. I'm going to be studying at the University of Texas in Austin.
Please do stay on the line. Ngurudo Nondo, hello. Kuluma icingweni uthi uzaba ese Texas. Lizwe njalo sikhuluma lo Abel Chemura, oliqwe oli ongu lecturer ngumbalisi Coalition le University of Chinoy. Silegqwetha njalo uTariro Tandi, igqwetha le Harare. Olwela kakhulu amalungelo abantwana kanye laba la besifaza.
Todzokera kwa Wuri Mkoma Abel, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Tshipeta Nemi, just give us your expectation as you, you know, as I think it's minus 7 days now before you'll be landing here. What do you expect and hope for this fellowship once you get here?
Yo, my expectation is to learn more about leadership because I come from a very technical background. So I really feel sometimes that when I do my work, I lack leadership skills. So since this is a Mandela Washington Fellowship for young African leaders, I really look forward to learn the leadership aspect that I really feel has been missing in my life. And also to network, meet other young Africans coming from many different countries and listen to their experiences as well as share my own experiences as well. So those are my expectations.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mkoma Abel, and wish you the best of luck, Mwanamai. We'll see you when you are here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there.
We have a caller from South Africa, Baba Mkema. Kunjani Baba Mkema? Hello, Mlalele, South Africa.
Hello?
Hello, same, kunjani Baba?
Mbika Nyapira Baba.
Ye, kunjani mzansi?
Kuyabanda lapha, kuyabanda lapha.
Yaba kithi, ngapha kutshisa kubi.
Lapha vele ungathela amanzi ekutheni lapha vele kuyakumhlobe ngaphasi.
Kunzima kodwa isikhathi sakhona. Kuphose lakho ba?
Mina into engifuna ukuyisho kulaba abahamba la. Leli gama leli elikuthi Mandela, yazi Mandela ngumuntu owayerisetshwa kakhulu. So zekebona mangabaye khonale bezibambe benze into zesikolo okwenza ukuthi ma bezophenduka baze abeyiphikibiza lezimbabwe.
Aha, inkuthazo enhle kakhulu leyo, Sam. Siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo ba.
Ngiyabakhulekela futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ebafundise ebayafisa kahle khonale abaya khona.
Aha, hayi, balalele kuhle kakhulu. Siyabonga, Sam. Okay, that's Sam there. He's wishing these fellows good luck, and is congratulating them. Is also advising them, you know, that when they get here, they should be good people. You know, conduct themselves in a becoming manner, and also remember that this fellowship is about Mandela, and Mandela was an honorable man.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be honorable fellows too.
Yeah.
That from Mkoma Sam, Ubaba Usem, South Africa.
Wise words there, Ntunka. We have a few messages on our Facebook page. For those of you who don't know, we are streaming live. You can head over on Facebook, look for VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, or VOA Ndebele, where you can catch this live stream of our show. And Ntunka, there's Apostle Midian Dube who says, this is a great strategy that will bring to the fore fresh minds and alternative leadership strategies and models. Leadership is a renewal critical tool for economic and social development. There's Mazibaba Kratisha who says, we will only see this in the first world and not in Africa. And there's Arnold Mangoma who says, yes, we need better leadership. Let them use that chance for our future. Maybe we can go back home and work there. We are tired of working in foreign countries.
Indeed, good advice and words coming from our listeners there. Tariro, uripo paru nare andedi?
Uripo.
Mboti taurane ne mamiro e kodzero zevanu mu Zimbabwe pare zvino. Zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Ndingangoti pare zvino ndofunga ne zvinhu zviri kutoitika wezvo zvekuti we have this economic meltdown. Kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuti netsei kuti dzinge dzichiremekedzwa uye zvezvikuru sei munongozi yakana kodzorodzwani dzagara dzisiri kuremekedzwa kune avo vanozowanikwa vari kuzasi zasi kwekuti kodzero dzavo dziremekedzwe vakadai vakaita sevakadzi vana vechisikana even vechikomana vanhu vanenge vaine hurema vanorarama neurema ndizo zvezvimwe zvinoita kuti unyatsoonoti kodzero dzevanhu muzimbabwe pari zvino hadzikunyatsoremekedzwa and tichine basa kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzizosvike pakunyatsoremekedzwa.
Aha, thank you there, Tariro. Please do stay on the line. Miss T, we have another fellow joining us, and that's Chido Mpemba. Chido, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Chido, first and foremost, congratulations on making it to the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm quite excited about that.
And we understand that you have an organization that goes under the acronym WIFE, which stands for Women in Finance and Economics. Can you tell us more about this program that you have?
Okay, sure. Well, this is an initiative, actually. It's a project that I started earlier last year. And basically, what's behind this project is to bring empowerment to the women. I'm quite passionate about seeing a lot of women being empowered and being able to manage their finances and being able to know what's going on within the economy and how they can take advantage of that. So what I then did is I started going out to schools, to the youth, and mainly focusing on women that are in their senior years within high school. And we had a concept of, you know, providing career guidance as well. You know, talking about different aspects of finance, because we find that mostly when we talk about finance, people just think that, you know, it's you becoming a financial analyst. But finance is broad. You can be an auditor within finance. You can be a banker within finance, because I'm in the banking industry. You know, and I just wanted a lot of women to begin to explore such opportunities within finance and also within economics. So it had that concept with, you know, providing career guidance to women, the most in the youth. And number two, also making sure that they know how to manage their finances. We also the concept of have financial literacy workshops for the youth. And, this, you know, so that they're able to have that, you know, skill, to be able to manage their finances coming from high school and going to university, and just having that culture of saving, because you find that mostly in Africa, also coming from a banking industry, because I'm in the banking sector, there's very low activity when it comes to saving, like a culture of saving and investment. So we're trying to also incorporate that. So women know from an earlier age that, hey, you know what, I can actually start saving at a younger age, and, you know, I can be in university and also start even a small business. I can be an entrepreneur, even be a baking, but also be able to manage and save that money. And I can also get into a career within the finance industry.
Thank you there, Chido. But before we take break. Do we have any messages on WhatsApp?
Let's see if we have some quick messages from those who sent here on Facebook. Mainly we have Georgelle, who says that's great. McDonald says that's great. And Prince says that's great. So greatness all across from our listeners or viewers on Facebook.
Indeed, lingayika chanazi hlobo zami luyaqhubeka uhlelo kodwa abe radio sokwesikhathi sokwehlukana batereri be radio yanguva ye kuita bye-bye atasvika kumagumo echirongwa. But the good news is that we are streaming live on Facebook and on our websites on the internet. So everyone else, please do stay tuned. We'll be right back.